Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things, Kelly. And to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And my name is Pam. And today we have a topic that was actually submitted to us by one of our listeners. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. I think it's Sabine. Mm-hmm. And she sent us a cool thing on Instagram. It was some video that the person was talking about their favorite and their least favorite song from like an album, and one they thought was maybe like the most famous. So for us, we're going to shape it into our favorite song on each album, our least favorite song, and the one that we think is the most radio friendly. Is this where I say my confession?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I didn't necessarily like advertise this. I didn't sell this to Jeremy in this way, but the second I saw this topic, I was like, this is essentially like F, marry, kill Kelly songs. But I don't want to kill any, but it's the same premise.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong though.
So, because I have the brain of like a teenager, so that's immediately where my brain went to. But yeah, this is gonna be a really fun episode. We have some guests today, and well, it's funny, I was actually thinking about this earlier. So we have our dear friend Rob, he's here, and two other friends, and I was thinking about this. You know how last year we did an episode with Kyle Whalum and Jesse Collins?
Yeah.
These are two different people named Jesse and Kyle.
I hadn't noticed that, but that's very funny.
I didn't realize it. Anyway, so we are super excited for that. But before we get started with today's episode, y'all, apparently there's some big news coming up.
Yeah, we found out late last week that there was going to be a surprise announcement on Wednesday's edition of the Kelly Clarkson Show. And of course, immediately the conspiracy theorizing, the clowning, it all began in earnest and quickly on not only social media, but even in our own group chat with some of our other Kelly friends. And we thought we would, you know, sort of share what we think is going to go on. Now, mind you, we are recording this a few days prior to this episode being released.
Yeah, if you're listening in real time, so this is coming out on the 12th, I think. We're recording this on Thursday, this part Thursday the 7th. So we have no idea what's going on, but we want to just predict the future. I don't know. Well, yeah. we just want to guess.
Well, let's be honest. We're going to clown here for a little bit.
Can't wait.
See if we can figure out what we think is going on.
And hey!
We think we have a pretty good idea, but if it's the idea that we're thinking, it might also be bad news for some people.
Yeah.
Let us explain. Yeah. So we found out when usually Bix, for those of you, we've mentioned her a couple of times on the podcast. She always posts on Twitter what's coming up in the following week of the Kelly Clarkson Show. And there was a notation that on Wednesday's episode, there was going to be a special announcement and guests.
Meaning literally if you're listening in real time, meaning like tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yes, tomorrow's episode. However, that episode is actually taping today. And this is our first sort of hint that this is something that could be kind of significant, because Kelly was probably hoping that they can keep whatever it is that they're going to announce under wraps for as long as possible. And if I'm not mistaken, I looked it up on One Iota. I think the episode is the morning episode that they're filming.
I think it might be, yeah. So it's a really quick turnaround time. That is like a less than 24-hour thing.
That's
of like
very
filming
quick.
To air. That's very quick.
Yeah, that's fast for everybody. So this is a very unique scenario, because I can't remember the last time they filmed something and then it aired the very next day.
It's been a while.
But
it happens, but it's been a while. And she's also, just before I forget, today, March 12th, she's also going to be on Fallon tonight.
Yep.
Saying.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So obviously, and
we don't
have any sort of music to talk about. I mean, she wouldn't be releasing an album this soon. She wouldn't this is not how she would release information about an album. No. So I think we can probably rule out anything music related.
Initially, what I thought was I saw the other, like about a day or two ago, the talk show re-uploaded the Teddy Swims duet of Lose Control on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe they're like warming the channel. You know, maybe they're warming people up. But the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm like, I don't think that would have a huge announcement on the talk show and an announcement on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's probably a completely unrelated reason why that's all going on. So we've got a Tonight Show appearance. She also did an interview, again, as we're recording this today. She did an interview in the Hearst building.
It was like a private thing. But I don't know if that was related. I feel like that was kind of its own thing.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure we mentioned it just because, you know, we like to mention all things that go on with Kelly.
That
so
we're aware of.
She did do some sort of a private interview with somebody in the Hearst company. We don't know what the status is of that, whether that'll actually ever come out or see the light of day. We'll let you know if we hear anything. But that was another thing that happened. But we've got this Fallon interview on the books for later on tonight. We've got the episode that's filming today that's going to come out immediately tomorrow with a special announcement. And Pam, I'm going to let you say it out loud, but we have a fairly confident idea of what we think Kelly's going to announce.
So we think that she is going to be part somehow, whether that is hosting, announcing, commentary, whatever, of the summer 2024 Olympics that are happening.
Yes, they're happening in Paris this summer. Of course, NBC is the main network for Olympic coverage here in the U.S. And we've already seen some other NBC personalities. I think Jenna and Hoda from the Today Show have already announced that they're going to be a part of some of the coverage. And I mean, really, when NBC does the Olympics, it's sort of all hands on deck, and they sort of send everybody. They send all their Today Show people. They send their nightly news people. They obviously all the sports people. And of course, NBC is the home of the Kelly Clarkson Show. And they're in kind of a unique situation here with their own daytime talk show that they can send over to Paris for the coverage.
Because it's not like they're filming the talk show over the summer.
Right. This is going to be in the midst of the summer hiatus for Kelly. So they can have her over there doing, you know, wild stuff for, you know, the Today Show, or maybe it's for the actual primetime coverage that they air.
If she did like commentary for like the gymnastics, I think that'd be so funny. She'd be like, oh my God.
We really don't know what she could possibly be doing when it comes to commentating for the Olympics. I mean, they really could try her out on just about anything. They've put people out there before.
The only thing that she's ever done with the Olympics, to my knowledge, was the 2006 one in Italy, I think.
Torino.
And she performed. But I have a feeling it would be, if this is actually the case, we don't know, but like it would be much bigger than that.
Wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of performance that was built into this. So maybe the band is getting their passports updated and checked out, make sure they're all ready to go in case everyone needs to go to Paris for a few days or so.
Casually.
Here's the problem.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. The Paris Olympics are July 26th through August 11th. In Paris. That is roughly around the timetable that the Vegas residency happened last year, and roughly around the time we thought that it was going to happen this year. And so if she's over in Paris, now if she does go over there, she may not necessarily be there for the whole time. She might just be there for a few days. But what happens with a lot of the commentators who are covering the Olympics is that they spend the full roughly 2 weeks or so on location. So we don't know if she is going to be a part of the Olympics coverage for how long it's going to be. But we're going to assume that it's going to be for the full 2 weeks. So that would then cover the amount of time that she would normally be doing the residency in Vegas. Now, before everybody freaks out and cancels their already booked hotel reservations.
No, nothing.
Yes, that's the first thing. We know nothing. Wait for the actual announcement. I'm sure once, you know, the show gets taped, if you're listening in real time, and like a lot of our friends who listen to the podcast do, listening in the morning, the episode is going to be taped around 9:15 New York time. I'm willing to bet by about noon, we're probably going to know something. Something will leak out. Somebody who is in the Kelly fandom, chances are, is almost always in the audience. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out probably later on today. At the worst, later when we watch the Fallon thing, because I have a feeling this is what they're going to be talking about on Fallon. It also just so happens that on the episode of the Kelly Clarkson show that they are filming today, where she's making the announcement that it's going to air tomorrow, they're going to have, what's his name, Lance, or what's the product guy that comes on?
Lawrence,
thank you. Sorry, his name blanked on me for a minute. He's going to be doing something with the U.S. women's basketball team who are going to be participating over in the Olympics. So it just so happens she's going to be doing something Olympics related on the show. She's going to have some guests, which, you know, could be either more Olympians or possibly more NBC people who are going along with her. We don't know. But again, if you've maybe thought, oh, I think the chemistry residency is coming back, it's probably going to be roughly the same time period as, you know, the one from last year, I'm just going to go ahead and book a room at the Planet Hollywood just to be safe. If you've already done that, hang on, hold all tickets. Please wait, because one of two scenarios could happen. One, there's no residency this year. And maybe we're going to get, you know, like we've seen with the Atlantic City shows, we might get a couple of pop-up New York shows, and those are going to be the performances for the year. We don't know. The other second option is that the residency gets bumped up and possibly gets moved to like a June, July sort of thing. Now, that, you know, would be sort of a bummer for Kelly, because that kind of kills off a lot of the off time, because she does like to take some time off, spend some time with the kids when they're out of school, retreat to Montana for a few weeks, kind of recharge her battery. That could be the scenario.
I can't wait for us to be very wrong.
Yeah, watch it be completely wrong. And
maybe
this episode will not date well.
No. Maybe after all this time, she's finally debuting her chips and salsa line. Where she's like gonna start like Home Goods, you know, like something with like Wayfair. Listen, that's just our luck to say something and then it's not gonna, but you know, who knows? So yeah. There's a lot of conspiracy theories that, again, also come up between when we're doing this and on Tuesday, but when this comes out, we'll just have to wait and see.
We do know that she's going to have some sort of involvement in some capacity in the Olympics, because she's already said so. She's mentioned it in passing a couple of times on the Kelly Clarkson show, just willy-nilly, just, you know, mentioning, oh, yeah, I'm going to be at the Olympics too. Just sort of threw it out there.
As one does.
But obviously she didn't mention to what extent. So, again, we don't know anything. This is our best educated guess. By the way, I do want to give a shout out to our friend Chelsea, who was the first one in our group chat to sort of mention this and say, what if it's the Olympics? And I was thinking, nah, it couldn't be the Olympics. Wait a minute. Yes, it could. So, yeah, that would be a bummer if it was unfortunately over the time when they would have wanted to do the chemistry residency. And we already saw, too, there's another couple of bands that are booked like right around in the window when we thought Kelly was going to be performing at Planet Hollywood.
I think like if the closing weekend last year was around like August 17th, 18th, 19th, mm-hmm. give or take, that same weekend this year. I think it's, I forgot who it was. It's some like, I can't remember. It's like metal or some.
Yeah, it's a couple of metal bands.
Not Kelly Clarkson by any means.
Yeah.
That they're booked on whatever that Saturday is of that weekend for August. So she's clearly not performing that night.
Yeah. So again, the announcement is probably going to eke its way out into the ether at some point today. If not, we'll probably find out on Fallon or on the Kelly Clarkson show, which airs the next day. And for some markets, I think it's Dallas, like they air it at like 9 a.m. So some people are going to find out earlier in the day than everyone else. But suffice to say, within the next 24 hours, the news is going to get out and we'll know exactly kind of where Kelly's summer is starting to shape up, whether it be with the Olympics or something entirely different. Like Pam said, she might be coming to a supermarket near you, hawking her salsa and chips.
Instead of Newman's Own, it's Clarkson's Own.
That's right. So stay tuned. As it were, Pam and I are actually on vacation this week as you're listening.
Completely separately.
Yeah, we're completely. In fact, we're on opposite sides of the country at this point right now.
Yep.
So we will keep our eyes as best we can on social media. And we'll post stuff when we see it, that sort of thing. But, you know, obviously check out official channels to find out exactly what's going on with Kelly and whatever this big announcement ends up being.
All right. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce today's guests. First, hi, Robert.
Always Robert. I'm on a lot. Sorry, friends.
Don't apologize. The people love you. The people love you more than they love me and Jeremy.
That's fair.
We also have returning to the podcast and someone who I haven't seen in months. I don't know when I saw you last, Kyle. When did I see you?
October 29th.
Carrie Ellis.
Why do you know the exact date?
Because it was Wicked's 20th anniversary weekend. Hey!
Well, it's lovely to see you. And for the first time on the podcast, who someone I met in person for the first time over the summer. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi. I'm so excited to have you guys.
Kelly Karaoke for the chemistry release.
We did. And now you're stuck with you're stuck with me and Rob and Kyle. You're stuck with all of us.
I am.
So Kyle and Jesse are in the same room right now. And what are you guys drinking right now?
I made us the Aperol I Ever Wanted from the Mr. Mix It All Instagram.
The Mr. Mix It All account. Wait, should we say?
Hey!
They look beautiful.
Aperol I Ever Wanted.
Aperol I Ever Wanted. Mr. Mix It All.
Oh my God, Rob has a jingle.
It's 10:24 a.m. and we are drinking.
Hey!
Hey, oh boy. Sparkles, what's your breakfast?
It's Sunday, it's the Lord's Day. He would want this.
Hey!
Oh boy, I love you guys.
This is going to be an episode.
I'm excited. Okay, so we're doing an episode that was actually one of our listeners messaged us on Instagram. Her name, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. I think her name is Sabine. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong, but it was a really cool idea. It was taking all of Kelly's albums and talking about what our favorite song from each album is, our least favorite song, and what we think would be the most radio-friendly. Now, of course, my brain, because I am a teenager, immediately, I don't think we can brand it like this. Children, cover your ears. For me, it was like, from each album, Fuck, Marry, Kill. Which song?
Wait.
Right?
Fuck the radio or the favorite?
Up to you.
I feel like fuck is radio Mary.
I'd fuck the radio.
I think
because the radio, it's like it's a hit, but then later you're like,
I'm sorry. I really am a teenager. I really am. But I had to say it because it's the first thing I thought of when I thought of this when I came across this idea. So we don't have to continue with that. But for your amusement,
my Zoom name literally says kindergarten in it. I cannot be the upper.
Well, it says K, which could mean other things.
On that note,
and now this is all I'm going to think
Kelly.
About. You can say this all you want, Pam, that you know we don't have to use this, but you know that's all we're thinking now throughout the whole rest of the episode.
When I feel like I would fuck Miss Independent, that's not what I mean. But
shocking.
Oh boy, this is gonna be a fun episode. Yeah. All right,
you know it all.
I would.
I have many times.
Yeah, same.
I have No idea how to start this episode.
I'm half tempted to just let Jesse and Kyle just run with it. they're the captain now.
We're the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
Okay. Anyway, so as I said, we're going to be going through every album. We're not including like Kelly-Oke. We're not including Greatest Hits, but we will be including Christmas. And yeah, this was a fun little project because I don't know, I've never done this before. I mean, yes, like when we've had our episodes of like album breakdowns, I'll be like, yeah, this is my favorite. Yeah, I could have do without this one, but this is just, I don't know. I'm super excited. I already saw, you already previewed a few of your answers and I'm like, no, that's not correct.
Wait a second.
I know you have your opinion, but no, you're wrong.
But you're wrong. You thought wrong. Okay. So how do we want to do this? Do you want to go around doing our faves first for Thankful?
Do we want to do like favorites first or do we want to just do everything all at once?
I don't know, guys. What do you
Let's
think?
Let's do everything all at once because I think that way we can react in real time.
Okay.
Yeah, and that'll keep the pace going. Yeah, because if we just do favorites, Lee's favorite, radio.
Okay.
We're gonna be 3 hours, and I'm okay with that. But we have a brunch reservation.
We have brunch plans for 2 hours. So let's have our guest start. So Jesse, you start first.
Oh, with Thankful?
Yes. Yeah. Let's start with Thankful.
Okay. So my favorite song, I feel like, is a bit of a hot take, but Anytime. I love Anytime. They said, we don't know what to do with you, but we know that you sang I Surrender, so we're going to give you a Celine song, and it's called Anytime. And she had her growl, and she had her Anytime! And I'm like, yes, queen, give me Celine, give it all to me. My least favorite song is Thankful. I'm sorry. No.
Whoa.
Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye. I'm not thankful for that. And then most radio-friendly, obviously Miss Independent. What other option is there? You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, I answer the question. Is there another radio-friendly option on the album? Did anyone not say Miss Independent?
I didn't.
No.
No, I said that.
Hey. Kyle?
I said Miss Independent for most radio-friendly.
Okay.
So, yeah, Kyle, tell us what are your hot takes?
So I really loved the growl that he just did Anytime, first of all. I want to put this on the record somewhere. That little girl who just went viral for singing the national anthem, her growls in that song remind me so much of Kelly on Thankful. She had a vision. She's just not there vocally yet. I'm really proud of her, and I think she's a beautiful person, and she's got a long career ahead of her. My favorite on Thankful is Low. I think we can all relate to having the earphones in on a walk, on a run, during that big high note. It gives me tingles every time.
You assume that I run.
Okay, I'm sorry.
A brisk walk
across the Jersey shoreline. My least favorite is You Thought Wrong. I want to contextualize here. There are several albums here where we're saying least favorite. That does not mean I dislike the song. Correct. It just means that's like fair. I had to pick one because I do like that song. But I think for me, it's the one that I maybe skip over the most. And radio-friendly, I put Miss Independent. I think they got it right.
All right, fair. It's kind of like, what is it? Sophie's Choice, where you just have to put one.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Rob, what about you?
All right, let me tell you how I approach these options, right?
Oh, boy, get out the charts.
She's got theory.
Because literally, every time I'm on here talking about songs that I like, it always goes poorly. So I'm not expecting this to go well, all right? Off the bat. My favorites are always like my deep cut favorites. My least favorite, I approached it as like songs that I've grown out of, songs that I used to really love that I no longer go back to and listen to. And radio friendly, I didn't go to things that were actually already singles. So my radio friendlies are all things that should have been singles, in my opinion.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Having said that, having prefaced that, please don't come for me online. For Thankful, my favorite song is What's Up Lonely.
Love it.
We love.
I think because it was the first one that we all heard, like when like leaks happened, unfortunately, and I just glommed onto it from then. My least favorite is one that I've totally grown out of because she doesn't sound like that anymore. It's Some Kind of Miracle.
Wow.
You know, I used to love it. And now I don't think, it's not one that I really go back
Jesse to. Is like offended.
Jesse's clutching his pearls here.
I love Anytime. I love The Trouble with Love Is, but Some Kind of Miracle just doesn't sound full enough anymore. If she sang it again now, I would
be. Well, that's fair. If she sang anything now, because she's a fucking unicorn. Can I swear? Sorry.
Yes. I already have like twice today.
It's a unicorn whose voice is better 25 years in.
Exactly. Okay. And my radio friendly is the original Beautiful Disaster.
Boo!
Listen to me. If it was the theme song to like the OC or like One Tree Hill, it would have been a massive hit. And it has WB's theme song all over it.
Does that translate to radio hit though? WB?
Absolutely. Song? I Don't Want to Be by Gavin DeGraw was a huge hit.
Phantom Planet California was not a radio hit.
Really?
I don't know any of those
words. It was popular, but it wasn't. Okay, we don't have to talk about this anyway. The Gavin DeGraw podcast. All right, Jeremy.
For me, this one was probably one of the easiest albums to do. I mean, yes, favorite song for me, I go with The Trouble With Love Is.
Yes,
Queen. There's just something about that song. I will always love that song. I will always stand for that song. Oh. And yeah, I mean, you're not going to talk me away from that. For radio friendly, yeah, I went with Miss Independent. And to absolutely no surprise, You Thought Wrong is my least favorite.
Hey! Nice.
I love The Trouble With Love Is.
I do too.
And that's also like, for me, like in that genre of like, are you Celine Dion Kelly? We don't know what to do with you yet. Mm-hmm. And it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll give my answers now. I went out, this was a very lazy route of me. My favorite and radio friendly are the same song.
Okay.
Miss Independent, How to Go With It, you know. And least favorite, you'll probably guess, Beautiful Disaster.
Yeah.
Just the weakest vocals, excuse me.
She saw
redeems
that
herself. She redeems herself later on, next album, but no.
And that's okay.
Weak.
We hear you.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
I hold space for you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yep.
Okay, what do we think was the most hot take from this album? I think it was Rob's radio. I think it was all Rob.
It's gonna be all Rob from here on out. Let me
just yeah, Rob's getting the triple crown.
I don't know about that. We'll see. I don't have anything terribly controversial, but
let's see what happens when we get to Piece by Piece.
Oh. Okay, Breakaway.
Hey.
This is, you know, I think for me at least, to echo Kyle, this was one that was like, I don't dislike any song, but you have to choose one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. I'm just gonna go first because I'm talking. So my favorite and my radio friendly, another lazy route, but this is the end of my lazy route. Since You've Been Gone.
Okay.
It's what made me a fan. It's the most basic answer, but the heart wants what it wants. My least favorite is a song I still love. I know someone is going to yell at me. My least favorite is You Found Me.
Oh, I won't yell at you, but I love that one.
I'm three.
I was waiting. That's my least favorite.
Yeah. Sure.
It's okay to be
the right correct. Answer.
I'm not going to yell at you for it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, I was thinking Robert might yell.
I love that.
No, all I said was that You Found Me could have had its moment in like a Hallmark movie.
Oh,
but
all right, Rob, you give us your answers now.
Wait, you didn't do your radio.
I said it was the same one. They're both Since You've Been Gone, because I'm not original at all.
I'm afraid to say mine, but I'm okay. because Pam will uninvite me from brunch and not no longer be my friend.
I know what your least favorite is because it's what Jesse and I sang in the car a few weeks ago.
That's funny. My favorite is Hazel Eyes.
Yeah,
just because like anytime she sings it 20 years later in concert, I go ballistic. I love it. It makes me really happy. My least favorite is one that I've grown out of that I no longer listen to, but as a teenager, I loved Hear Me.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of. But
I know.
That you are choosing violence today.
Yes, he is.
I know. Rob.
It's not one I listen to anymore. I can't, I don't know. But my radio friendly, Pam, is Gone, despite the fact that I wasn't the biggest Gone fan. I've grown into Gone in the way that I've grown out of Hear Me.
Okay, knowing what you're doing here with the radios, that it's not singles, Gone should have been a single. So Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a single and tri-state area, kind of.
They tested it here in New York. Mm. And I heard it was, I remember it was number 100 of the top songs of 2005. The top 100 songs, it was number 100.
Oh, he would be on the interactive 9 at 9 all the time.
But. Yeah, oh, the 9 at 9. Oh, I miss that. All right, someone go next.
Kyle.
I'll go next, I guess. Okay, so my favorite song, I have two, which is annoying, but I love Because of You and I love Addicted. Mm. I think those are my, I have a hard time picking.
The childhood trauma jumped out.
Not, well, maybe, I don't know.
We all have it.
My least favorite, and again, I love the song. I can't pick a least favorite on Breakaway as in like it's bad, but I hate myself for losing, I almost said loving. I'm
okay. That's Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I hate myself for losing you. And I put Radio Friendly. I think they made a, like Gone should have been a single, but Walk Away is like a earworm. And that video.
Best music video, fight me.
Yeah.
That she looks so good.
That and Never Again are like my favorite music videos.
That body roll that she did.
Yeah.
The body roll, that like mohawk kind of thing she has going on. Although it's been what? 18 years since the video came out, and I still can't really figure out what the pants say. It's always bothered me because it doesn't make sense.
Kelly said, I'm miserable, I'm upset, these people don't treat me right, I have eating issues, but I have abs.
On that note, Jesse, give us yours.
All right, my least favorite is also I Hate Myself for Losing You. I don't dislike the song. It's just like Breakaway is hard because it's a perfect album, right?
Yeah, it is.
My most radio since you've been gone. How can you have another answer? Rob's going to have another answer because he's not doing singles. My fave is the song that like really attached me to Kelly. And I will preface this by saying like, I obviously knew of her and like liked her stuff before this. But I just remember so viscerally being in the car with my sister. We were actually driving to the mall and this song came on the radio because this era she was dominating pop radio. And I just was like, I need this album. And we were going to the mall and that's where I bought Breakaway. And that's when I became a stan. And the song was Behind These Hazel Eyes because it is.
Right.
Also in the running for best video.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, Kelly in the mud, in the wedding dress, like being all dramatic and like gorge. Ah!
If I were to actually marry Kelly, I would actually insist that she go roll in the mud in a wedding dress. Because that became my fantasy.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
I love when we learn about each other, Jeremy.
I'm learning so much today.
I would watch it.
Oh, wow. Oh.
All right. For me, favorite song. I mean, I can try to pick another song, but.
Why don't you try?
Why don't you try? I can't go that high.
I have to go with Since You've Been Gone. I mean, it is a moment. That whole song is just, that song is an era in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's just such a monster hit song, and it is her, she will be singing that song until she can't sing anymore. So, I mean, you can't deny it, even when you're just trying to have fun with a silly podcast topic. For my least favorite song, I'm probably going to go with You Found Me just because it sounds like it's like buried on the soundtrack of a Hallmark movie. Like they don't even use it in the promo. It's just like, it's at this awkward moment in the movie when they need a song. So they just play it.
It's like a transition.
It's a montage song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for radio song, I do want to try to go away from the actual singles. This one's going to be controversial, potentially the most controversial of the entire episode.
Oh, no.
I'm going with Where Is Your Heart?
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, I love that
song. I don't actually totally disagree with you.
Yeah.
Well,
Jesse, on the other hand.
It needs its moment, that song. It's a great song.
So good.
It's a great song, but radio? Really?
Yeah.
I
mean,
Jeremy,
yeah.
I get you guys, though. He's expertise.
And I
put it on, I mean, put it on like a light FM station. Yeah. Yeah,
I can see it.
I don't agree with that take, honestly.
And I've come around on that like over time. I mean, if you'd asked me that 20 years ago, I would have just been like, oh, it's an album song, whatever. But no, I mean, it deserves a flower or two.
It could also be in a rom-com on Hallmark during a montage. But this montage is the one where they have their first conflict and they're going their separate ways before they come back together. Where's your heart? Because I don't really see you. Why did you come to the inn that I'm staying at and say something mean to me?
The inn?
The inn. They're always at an inn.
They are. You need to be a music supervisor, Jesse.
Thank you.
Just when you thought you knew his small town lumberjack ways, he throws a loop for you.
Oh my god. Okay, next album.
All right, let's move on to My December. I can start this one because I just want to sit back and watch this happen.
Okay, can't wait.
For me, for favorite song, I mean, again, it's hard to pick against Sober. There's so many good songs on this album, but for me, in an album that is not 100% fully balanced, Sober is it kind of, Sober feels like the most finished of all the songs for me. So I want to go with that. For least favorite, it's hard here between two songs, and I don't know if I want to call out both. I'm gonna go with
it didn't translate as well on the album. It was amazing live.
It was great live, and it's a song where I don't know where it's going.
I get that.
You know? So that's gonna be my least favorite. When it comes to radio friendly, this one's another one where I'm between a couple of songs, but I gotta go with How I Feel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like that, even though there are other possibilities, that's the right answer.
Well, Kelly herself has said, like, it's the most pop song I've ever recorded, which I dispute, but still.
She's
very much so.
Up to that point it was, but then, you know, when we get to the next album, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go next. My favorite is Maybe. Wow, shocker. Mm-hmm. My radio friendly is also How I Feel. I think it was just the biggest missed opportunity ever. I don't understand what the radio team at RCA was thinking back then, but whatever. And my least favorite is the Japanese bonus track, Fading.
Oh, come on.
What? It counts.
I like Fading.
Points were made.
I do no. too.
I think.
Okay.
And
I
think you don't like Fading for the same reason you don't like Christmas Eve.
I love
you don't like Eve. Christmas
what is wrong
Eve?
With you like agitated.
Oh my god, do not attack me. Okay.
You can pay for lunch.
Stressful.
I can pay for brunch. You think I have that much money? Okay. So here's my even though we're still by December. Christmas Eve, I have started to like more over the years. And it's not that I don't like it, it's that it makes me nervous. It just makes me nervous. I don't know why.
The fading
is your anxiety.
It's like a roller coaster. But only
This episode so, I mean,
is sponsored by BetterHealth.
I'm on anti-anxiety meds now. So I haven't listened to Christmas Eve or Fading since being on meds, so maybe I will like them more. I don't know. But my heart tells me that I don't like Fading, so I'm sticking with my answer.
Okay.
Pam, if you have to say that you need to be medicated to like a song, there is no hope for that song. Move on with its life.
Yeah. Sorry, Kelly. I love you, but I don't love Fading.
You say potato, I say Prozac.
That's what I'm on.
Nice.
We love it. Anyway, okay, someone go next.
Oh my god. Do you want me to go next?
Go.
Sure.
So I don't know if I'm overthinking this. I don't know. Okay, so my favorite song on My December is there's three and I can't pick between three. So I'm going to go with the one that I think would be least likely to be picked just to be that person.
Sure. Yeah.
I really, really love Be Still. Oh, Jesse has a tattoo.
I have my Be Still tattoo.
Like it's love a song that during the bad times of 2012, like really calmed me down. Like I would kind of drive around listening to that album because I was in an angsty phase of my life. And like just listening to that song, it was like a nice pause and like, even the message of the song is kind of like, let's step away from all of this and like have a moment of quiet. And I really, really love it.
Yeah.
But obviously Sober and Irvine are like, have me in a chokehold.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Be Still for today's purposes. My least favorite, and there's a joke in here, is Hole.
God, I already know where this is going.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I love Hole.
In the Hole.
But there's, to me... It doesn't say anything that isn't covered elsewhere. So it's another like example of like, I love the song, but it's just my least favorite, I think.
Your least favorite is Hole?
On My December. Correct. I'm feeling this Aperol.
Someone's having an identity crisis.
Yes, that was the joke I made the first time I ever met Rob.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I love Hole. And you were like, it took you like 10 seconds and you clicked. And yeah, magical friendship ever since. Radio, am I losing it? My radio pick is Sober, which is a little controversial, but apart from the karaoke gate in October where they played the radio edit and I didn't know what was happening as I was trying to sing.
We're like, what is this?
I think it's actually, if she had been in a phase of her career where she was like on top still, like if she wasn't in the bad, like a flop era, if you will, like I think that song would have like set a trend, if you will. It's very operatic sounding. It's very big and it's slow. And it might not be one that people think of as radio friendly, but I think back in 2006 or whatever, like if it had been, I think we've had the conversation of like, if it had been on Breakaway, but like an artist in their prime has the ability to kind of like reshape the landscape. And I think that could have been that song. It just wasn't because of where she was. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a really valid point. Like I'm thinking even like, say for example, like if Adele put that out, it would probably be like a number one hit.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish did Sober. Today, number one.
Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
My favorite is also Sober. Shocking. We're Kelly Clarkson fans who have been around here for a while. We have been in the trenches for 20 years.
The trenches.
The trenches.
We survived the haircut.
Have you met Clive Davis?
Yes.
Have you seen the shaved head? Oh, sorry. I hate that shaved
head. I booed when he came on the screen in the Respect trailer. I booed.
I bought the book when it came out so I could hate read it. I was like, I have to know what this bitch is.
You gave him money?
You paid for it?
Sorry.
You two need your own podcast.
I mean, you really do.
I don't have the time. My favorite is Sober. The most radio friendly is How I Feel. Like, that is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
My least favorite is 1 minute. I don't get it.
Oh.
I still remember when she did it at the little NASCAR sport thing. And I was like,
she had the best
one,
hair
why
there.
Are you here? Number two, 1 minute. Like, are we trying to push the? Was it a single? I feel like it was.
It was in
Australia.
Yeah.
Yikes. Or nor.
1 minute you're with. The next minute, just slowly sinking into something black. I sound like Olivia Newton-John. Sorry, keep going. What's happening?
We're happy just letting you guys go. It's fine.
I know. I'm glad to watch you guys.
I feel this.
Good. I'm
food today.
He gave me a refill right before we started. So,
Rob, you really need to start putting a like potentness level on your drinks because boy, oh boy.
I thought the seltzer would cut that one down, but I thought wrong.
Well, the recipe was a recommendation.
It was
just like the speed limit.
Uh-huh. That's how that works.
Okay, it's my turn. All right, so my favorite is Can I Have a Kiss? We all know how much I love that song.
Oh,
you like basically bawled in Vegas?
I sure did. I my hands were just cupping my face the whole time, and I just couldn't believe it was happening.
I'm so happy for you. That was my runner-up for least fave.
Oh.
A lot of people don't like that song, and I've argued with several of them online about why. My least favorite was like a Choose Your Own Adventure between Haunted and Hole and Haunted I didn't pick because I like the lyrics of it. It just
and the demo is so good.
Yeah, I just can't get into it. I went with Hole just because it's not one that I go back to a lot. I liked how like angry she was and I was like 16 or whatever or 18. And then it's not one that I continue to listen to. And obviously radio friendly is How I Feel.
Okay.
Should have been single.
Wild that they didn't make it a single. Like, whoever, like, I love Kelly, and we all know that she was in this weird position where she's, like, driving a train, and they're like, we don't want to give you the train, but, like, we kind of have to. And Sober was a single over How I Feel. I don't get it.
It's valid. We'll never know.
What happened with Sober on the radio? Nothing.
Mysteries from the RCA vault. Oh. I don't know.
I blame Clyde.
Pause. I need to get a tissue. Just give me 1 second. Oh. I've been like wiping on my shirt. I'm like, this is gross.
We have snot coming out of your nose, pal. Should we move to All I Ever Wanted?
After All I Ever Wanted.
Hey.
Yeah. Wait. Edit that out too, please.
Kyle, you're not.
Once she decided to go get a Kleenex, I was like, okay, we're paused.
I moaned when you were gone. That needs to be removed. Or don't. Whatever. People will like it.
Jeremy, you know how I told you I'm in a group chat with it's me and six gay Kelly gay guys. This is a preview because these are the half.
These are half. Oh yeah, the three of them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Voice messages I send into that chat are very.
Oh boy. Yeah. I've learned a lot.
It's funny. This is your gay education, Pam.
It really is. Okay. So next album is the Kelly's fourth album, All I Ever Wanted. A lot of people say this was like kind of like a follow-up to Breakaway in terms of the sound, because it was like very pop and it was obviously very jarring from my December. Okay, my favorite is another very bizarre niche track, because that's what I like. It is the Japanese album track of Jeremy, stop.
Is it Can We Go Back?
It's Can We Go Back, because it's so freaking good.
I love it.
Thank you.
You just sound so much like someone who has a podcast about Kelly Clarkson. My favorite is the Japanese exclusive that nobody knows.
Because if people are going to try to look this up on Spotify, they're going to be like, what is the song? Where is it? Just look it up on YouTube.
It's a grave injustice.
I don't mean to sound like a pompous asshole. I'm just saying. They're going to be like, what's Can We Go Back? You never know. People might not know that song.
Go back to the... Yeah.
Why are you guys tapping your chest?
He said it was a titty slapper.
It is a titty slapper of a song, is what I said.
Oh, boy. This is definitely having the explicit
if there was a way to get two of them.
No, I love it. Keep it going. We've already started, and let's just keep it going. Okay, so that's my favorite. Least favorite is If No One Will Listen. It's okay. It's just like I never want to seek it out. I feel bad because I remember that was like one of the very first songs that Kelly produced on one of her albums. Sorry. I don't know. Just not a huge fan. And Radio Friendly, I don't know why this was not a single. Baffles me. If I Can't Have You.
Yeah. Points were made.
Okay. So for favorite, I have Long Shot. That song, All I Ever Wanted came out was when I was in eighth grade. I delved into my hardcore. I've been a fan of her since like the early Breakaway era. But I delved hardcore into her when I was a junior in high school, and I played that song on loop like all year long.
Long shot.
Now I have to ask Kyle, would this also be your favorite if it wasn't also sung by your other favorite artist?
Okay. Yes, because I didn't really love Katy Perry at the time. I didn't dislike Katy Perry at the time, but I was like, I didn't even realize it was written by her until like a year after I heard it. I think it's a great song, and I think it should have been a single instead of I Do Not Hook Up, but that's another, I think we talked about that last time.
I agree.
I think my least favorite is also If No One Will Listen. I think it's a cute song. I like the message. It's just like, I feel like I've heard that message from her before, if that makes sense. And then for Radio, I think they made a good choice with My Life Would Suck Without You. And I think that was the answer for the time. If we were to re-release the album now, I feel like people are a little less belty and big anthemic track centric now. And I would probably pick I Want You, which is maybe a little off. I love Rob's
face.
Rob's face that he made at the mention of that song.
It's a little long for Radio, but I think the general sound is good and could.
Interesting.
It's different for her.
You know who? You know what? I don't disagree. I Want You would have been a great single for Duffy. Do you remember Duffy?
Oh, yeah, Duffy.
Oh, yeah.
I was literally listening to Warwick Avenue yesterday while I was walking in the rain. I was the main character.
Yeah, it does. It's a Duffy song.
Interesting.
My least fave is Save You.
Ooh, bad take.
Okay.
Is that a hot take? Save You is the first song on the album?
I don't think so. It's kind of middle of the road for me.
I'm just like, oh, I wish I could save you. Like, we get it. Like, go to therapy. Most radio friendly, My Life Would Suck Without You. I feel like that's indisputable unless you're trying not to do singles like Rob. Fave song, I struggled because like I really do love My Life Would Suck Without You. Like the rollout, the number one, it's like, yes, she still got it. But I love The Day We Fell Apart. And I'm claiming that as my fave song because
yes.
song, I'm in the shower and that song comes on and I'm like a banshee. I am.
I believe it.
Wow.
That's a very awesome take.
Mm-hmm. That's I did not see that one coming. Wow. Okay. I'll take mine here for favorite song on the album. Boy, there's a couple of really good candidates because I want to say Long Shot. I want to say I Want You. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I got to go with My Life Would Suck Without You. I mean, it's you know, probably going to, I mean, not necessarily for me, but, I mean, it's a definite top 10, maybe top 5 song for her, like songs that she's always going to be performing.
For sure.
For my radio song, I'm going to have to, again, it's between Long Shot and I Want You. Just because I Want You is just like just so like cute and like saccharine and sweet.
Solidarity.
I mean, it's just so it's so poppy.
Jeremy and Kyle are like, yes, me, Jesse and Rob are like, what the hell?
It's just one of the, I mean, the chorus is so memorable. And it's just such a little earworm. I mean, not like a massive one, just a little one that every once in a while you'll just be standing there doing something. You'll just start. Going, I want you'll do it out of nowhere.
I don't support the war like, effort. I want you.
Okay, military propaganda aside.
But I get a 1A is Long Shot just because I love that song so much.
Me too.
And Impossible is my least favorite.
Oh, what a shocker.
Okay. Wow. I thought you were saying it was your third choice.
Oh God, favorite, no.
And I was like, sir.
No.
Talk.
No, I was just going to say Impossible is my least favorite. I will be taking no questions.
None asked.
I like Impossible, but none
I like that song.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Somebody once said, I can't remember who it was, but somebody once said, Jeremy needs to say one nice thing about Impossible. I'll say this. Lyrically, it's fine. It's the music. It's the arrangement of the song. No, thank you.
I kind of agree. Like, there's something there, but
yeah.
My favorite for All I Ever Wanted, here comes like a slew of bonus tracks as my favorites for the next like 5 albums. Tip of My Tongue is my favorite song on All I Ever Wanted.
Really?
I love that song. I love how it's like a little R&B, a little kind of skanky. I love it.
Skanky?
Skanky.
Love it.
Should be your next merch drop is just a shirt that says skanky.
A Rob exclusive.
Yes.
My least favorite is I Want You, everybody.
Wow, this whole... What a hot take, guys.
Because for all of the same reasons Jeremy said he likes it, that it's sweet and saccharine and annoying.
That's called memorable.
It's annoying. And my radio friendly, I'm surprised nobody said Don't Let Me Stop You.
Oh, yeah.
Once more made, yeah.
I have Don't Let Me Stop You and Long Shot. As like a neck
I'm
and
sorry,
neck.
I couldn't hear you over that loud, loud, loud song.
I also listened to Don't Let Me Stop You in the Shower this morning and also got my full life.
That's right.
I do love Behind These Hazel Eyes 2.0, but respectfully disagree.
Don't Let Me Stop You is the anthem of the situationship.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wow.
It's like, are you going to choose me or not? Or are you going to be a fuckboy?
Let both there you go.
Points were made.
I guess I wouldn't know.
Hey! Okay. Okay, next album is Stronger.
Never heard of it.
No idea. This is Kyle's least favorite album. Just kidding. It's his favorite.
The Soccer Mom exclusive. No, Chemistry is my favorite. But
oh, it changed.
Should I start Stronger?
Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
It's a sentimental favorite. My favorite is Let Me Down.
Yes.
Because I have good taste. Okay, so I know everyone wants to go to war on Einstein for least favorite.
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
My least favorite is Don't Be a Girl About It.
Oh, the messaging. Come on. No. Yeah.
It sounds great. Her voice is great. The lyrics, I'm like, ooh. And like, I can see I can kind of see, like, I wouldn't listen to it and be like, oh, this is like problematic or whatever, because I can see where she's coming from. But I'm also like, I feel like in 2024, it has just not aged.
That was her Ron Paul era.
That was her Ron Paul era. yeah, it's been what, 13 years since that tweet. But yeah, that was an interesting time. Anyway, but yeah, I think Don't Be a Girl About It would be my least favorite, just because I don't really love the message of it. And even though I see what she was trying to say, that like maybe he's a little bit more emotionally unstable than she is, but I'm like, that doesn't equate to female. And what did I put for radio? I think, oh, I Forgive You, which we talked about on the Hits and Misses episode. You can like it or not, but I think in terms of like simplicity for radio, it would have done well, like whether you like the song or not.
Yeah.
Well, to that end, my favorite is I Forgive You. I think that I Forgive You should have been a single. I think it's one of the best songs on the album. I think it's one of the better songs that she's ever recorded. I'm obsessed with it. It makes me happy and I love it. My most radio-friendly song is Stronger, obviously. I feel like that was the choice, despite the corny, campy music video. Least favorite is The Sun Will Rise.
Ugh.
We didn't need Cara DioGuardi.
Cara DioGuardi can slap me across the face.
Okay. Cara DioGuardi can slap herself across the face.
I love her.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
What can you...
She gave us The Sun Will Rise. She gave us Walk Away. She gave us Heartbeat Song.
I literally have her book because I met her when I was 17.
It's called A Hell of a High Note. That's
you really
it says, Pam, rock on. So I was losing my shit when I found out that they were going to be collaborating.
Okay, well, I was like,
I love that you had that readily like available within.
My books are like my coffee table / my desk / my bookshelf.
All I'll say.
Oh, Cara DioGuardi also gave us Camp Rock, the musical.
And she gave us a lot of Breakaway.
Yeah. Camp Rock!
Camp Rock!
Oh my God. I just love that Pam keeps her Cara DioGuardi bio on top of her hope chest, like nearby at all times.
What else do I have? I have a lot. Anyway.
My favorite is Alone.
Okay.
I love Alone. I love the whole story behind it. I think it sounds really cool. Sounds super 80s. My least favorite and my radio friendly are the same because I hate this song so, so much. And Jesse's right that it should have been a big hit. I Forgive You is one of my least favorite songs she's ever done.
Why?
It's repetitive, it's boring, it's the same sound all the way through. It sounds just like the songs from that era, and I hate that song.
Have you heard Stronger?
Stronger's great.
And also I mean, repetitive.
But I Forgive You doesn't go anywhere for the whole time, and it's just a snooze.
Disagree, it goes to the place of forgiveness.
Underwood. No, I need to go to that place.
No, actually. Come on.
Nope.
Oh.
That scared the shit out of me.
Really? Have that effect on men.
Wow. Okay. boy. I thought I was driving in the right lane here, but now I just feel like I am on a country road somewhere. All right. No. For me, I mean, this one is the hardest album of them all to pick any of the categories, because for me, a lot of people say that Breakaway is like the perfect album. For me, like Stronger is closer to perfection than Breakaway is.
Yeah.
Even though there is some like, I mean, there's some moments on here. I mean, and again, I also saw this and was like, oh, well, least favorite song. It's so easy to say Einstein, mostly because it took four people to write that. Four people sat down, including Kelly Clarkson herself, and we're not afraid to, you know, be critical of Kelly, but four people sat down and said, this is the best we have at this moment, and print that. And so I'm not going to pick on Einstein. So for me, I think for me, man, it might be Don't Be a Girl About It.
Okay.
For worse song, just because the further away we get from it, the cringier it is. And I think it's just because as times change and attitudes change, and it feels like the opposite of like an empowerment song, which is what she's so known for. And so it just kind of feels like a misstep. For best song, man, this is hard. Because there's, I mean, this, This album has so many good songs on it, but I mean, I'm going to have to be basic and say Stronger, just because it is much like how Since You've Been Gone was kind of a moment. Like, that song was a moment too. And that song, I mean, that and Since You've Been Gone are her two most lasting songs, I think. Now, for radio song, this is the hardest for me because I could throw down with a bunch of these songs. But I'm going to say one that hasn't been said yet, and I'm going to go with Let Me Down.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
No arguments for me.
In the campaign of my mind, it would have been the fourth single.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love how that was just like general acceptance. Everybody else had some sort of hot take or big expression afterwards. Mine was just like, okay.
I feel like we, as representatives of the fandom, need an honorable mention for You Love Me. None of us has mentioned You Love Me. For my favorite.
It's great.
And the war is over. She deserves her flowers too.
I don't co-sign, but You
I don't love co-sign. Me.
Whatever.
Okay, so my favorite is actually Let Me Down. Kyle, are you okay?
I think
it's okay.
Did it spill too much? Okay, we're fine.
Oh, did you spill your Aperol?
Don't be a girl about it.
Don't be a girl about it. I'm fine.
Okay, my favorite is Let Me Down. My radio, I have to say Stronger. Now, my least favorite, yes, I could say Einstein. I could say Don't Be a Girl About It, because both of those lyrically are atrocious, but they're bops. So I actually chose the song that wasn't even mentioned as my least favorite, Standing in Front of You.
Stop it.
I love that song.
Yeah, it bores me. Like, it's kind of like a snoozer for me.
I get it.
It's a pretty song. I like
beautiful
it.
Beautiful song.
I like
that
it a
was
lot.
My alternate for worst. So I'm
thank you, Jesse. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Knocking your clock.
Okay. All right, guys. Next album, we are heading into Christmas.
Despite her best song ever being on Greatest Hits, but yes.
That's debatable. Okay. Wrapped in Red.
Yeah.
Okay, our next album. I'll start. I feel like my answers are kind of basic here.
Okay.
My favorite and the most radio, it's very the obvious answer, Underneath the Tree.
Yeah.
My least favorite is, I like the melody. I just think it's, this song is just, why? Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's just creepy. I don't like it. It's been done by Kelly multiple times, and I don't get why. We don't like it. It's like a little Stranger Danger.
I'm going next because I have the same answers as Pam.
Perfect.
Radio, Underneath the Tree, Least Fave, Baby It's Cold Outside, Move On.
Oh my God, solidarity.
Almost perfect.
Wow.
Kyle?
Mine too.
Oh,
yours too, Rob?
Yep.
Same answers? Listen.
Same answers. Oh, we're not aligned at all.
Okay. Go on.
Okay, my favorite, I don't know why, it always has been, is Winter Dreams. However, I'm changing it. It is not Brandon's song, it is Reba's song.
Reba's
I have that in the note.
Why Reba?
Because she's a single mom who works too hard and loves her kids and never stops.
That's true. No, see, Winter Dreams is probably my second favorite on the album. But yeah, again, like, we're not allowed to say the full title anymore.
Yeah, it's Winter Dreams, Reba's song. I throw my tits
Reba's
in
song.
Circle for that song, especially at the key change. My least favorite is Baby It's Cold Outside. And I think for Radio Friendly, it's obviously Underneath the Tree, but... And this is not my favorite song. It's, I think, my least favorite of the originals. But I really like, I think 4 Carats is like really catchy.
It's so good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't
know. So I put that for radio song just to give us a little bit of a different take.
All right.
All right. For me, I mean, radio and favorite are Underneath the Tree. I mean, yeah, no question there. For me, for my least favorite, I really tried to stay away from the standards that are on the album. So if it's a song that many other people have sung, I tried to not include that. I went with Just For Now.
Oh, I love that song. It's so dysfunctional, but it's so good.
Yeah.
It just
my whole childhood.
It's the most, I understand, then, you know, especially when we got to When Christmas Comes Around, I mean, we understood what it really meant to have like a sad Christmas album. But this one had been so positive and upbeat throughout so much of it. And then Just For Now just brought the end of the album to an absolute screeching halt. So I was just like, this was a choice.
From that perspective, I would actually agree with you because tonally it doesn't fit on the album. I love it. But
Yeah.
Makes sense, your argument.
We weren't prepared for a sad Christmas album yet. Like, we needed a happy Christmas album, and this was 95% that.
Correct.
We knew what we were going to get when we got to When Christmas Comes Around, and so a song like that would have fit better on that album.
Yep. Okay, guys, next album is Piece by Piece.
Oh, we've arrived at the worst Kelly Clarkson album.
Can I go first? Or wait, actually, that's a hot take. You go first.
Oh, sorry.
I'm interested to hear Jesse's thoughts here.
I think this is her worst album. I think half the album is a throwaway.
Oh,
That said, my favorite is a tie. My favorite is a tie between Nostalgic and Second Wind.
Correct.
I love
that. Is the right answer.
I love them. My least, okay, the most radio friendly, I do think, is Heartbeat Song. Like, Pam, your face. No, I actually do think it's the most radio friendly because we can't trust America with their taste. Right, but so I'm going with that. My least favorite song is I Had a Dream. Listen, this whole, like, I had a dream, when you go low, we go high, like, this, like, it's like, you're aging yourself before you have to with these, like, adult contemporary radio messages, like, Kelly, honey, like, I love the whole, like, Michelle Obama tie-in to I Had a Dream, but, like, it's boring. I'm sorry. It belongs in a Home Goods on a sign right next to, like Live, Laugh, Love. And I'm crit.
In Ray Dunn font. Exactly. Ray Dunn everything.
Exactly.
I'm not going yet, but I Had a Dream is one of those songs. It's kind of similar to, like, an Einstein and a Don't Be a Girl About It. Like, I love the production. I love the melody. And I think she sounds incredible on it. But, like, the lyrics are a little preachy for me.
I have a filler.
I emphatically disagree. I think I would, if I could rewrite it, I would change the second verse. That's it. I like, there are times where I really like a song that just kind of go, like, it's not like the most poetic song of hers, but I like that it just kind of goes for, like, this is what I'm thinking. It feels like a bit of a stream of consciousness, and I really like it. But
Kyle, I think you and I want to change the same lyric. It's the spreading your legs lyric. Yeah. And I'm just like, listen, everyone does their own thing. As long as it's consensual, do what you want.
And I get what she was going for. I get
me too.
The like, oversexed, like, in the media, like, that's what she yes. meant, but, like, it comes off a little bit slut-shamey, so I'm like, I don't know. My favorite is In the Blue. I just love that
Thunder.
I think it's I love that you can't, like, I have a meaning assigned to it in my head, but I love that it's not explicitly like, this is what this song is about. You can, it's kind of open to interpretation. And yet I get the idea that it's very specific for her. And I really like that kind of song. My least favorite is Dance With Me. And I want to put a big fat asterisk next to this. Jeremy, I know we're about to fight. It is my least favorite song in her entire discography.
What?
Okay, wait, no, I Dare You exists, but I think right. like they battle it out for, it's just anybody could have sung that song. There's nothing uniquely Kelly Clarkson about that song. It was a fun opener. I shook my tits, but I was also like, okay, like this, and I love that this is the song that she was like, oh my God, this is the song for me and Jessie J and Lady Gaga. I'm like, aim higher, to use your favorite quote. And then the radio friendly is Take You High. Like, I love that song. And it was very, at the time, like 2015, like it was very 2015, very like of the times. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go next because I have the same radio as you. I was debating between Take You High and Second Wind for best radio single. I think both would have been fantastic, but I think I went with Take You High just because it was so popular. Like that, like electronic-y at the time, it was very what was like on the radio. My favorite is Bad Reputation, and my least favorite was... Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said pass. I'm like, excuse me.
No.
My least favorite is a very hot take, and I'm sorry. My least favorite is Good Goes the Bye.
Oh, okay. 100%.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Okay.
I don't agree, but that's fine.
It's like runner up for me. I'm like, why?
Okay. Thank you. Rob?
Rob.
Rob.
My favorite, and it's in like my top 3-4 Kelly songs of all time, is Second Wind.
Yes.
Nice. I love it.
It could be a standard on tour. It makes me so happy. and it makes a lot of fans really happy. So, like, you know, bring it back. My least favorite was like a choose your own adventure with this album. I swear to God, we had so many choices, like War Paint, Dance With Me, but I went with Run, Run, Run.
Oh,
I get it.
Rob!
Run, Run, Run. Stop, stop, stop. It does not need to.
Even after my thoughtful analysis the other day?
It was a very thoughtful, thorough analysis. And yet.
You didn't read it, did you?
I read most of it.
Most of it.
It was like a 5-paragraph essay that like I appreciated the effort.
Okay, great.
Rob, I co-signed this.
I wrote it on the toilet, so it wasn't like any wasted effort. Yeah.
And my radio friendly is nostalgic.
Is what?
Nostalgic.
Oh yeah, correct. I runner up.
Wow. boy, I don't know where to go with this after all of that discussion. Let me pick my radio friendly song is also Second Wind. You know, this it is a crime that got relegated to a deluxe edition that the general public probably never saw or heard. And for my, I would have normally picked Heartbeat Song for favorite song on here.
You know what your answer is. You know what it is. I know what it is.
Gravity's a Dance With Me fan.
But do you? But do you?
You have been very vocal about how much you love Dance With Me.
I know.
Try this all right now.
Let me finish this thought, though. I would have said Heartbeat Song, except that it has been so overplayed on the Sirius channel that song is tumbling down my list of favorite songs right now. Because I used to really love it. But yeah, I really want to try to be unpredictable, but Dance With Me is such a good song. And I think it's just because I loved this tour so much, and having that as the opening, and that was when you were at your like peak energy for the show, and it all came together so well, just the presentation of everything. Like I have warm thoughts and memories about that song, and so it translates over even to the album version. So I'll go with Dance With Me for my favorite, but
wait, Jeremy, can I jump in? I will say I love the arrangement of the Take You High intro that then morphed into Dance With Me. I thought that was really, really well done. And the way that they opened like that show was awesome.
I also appreciated it as a show opener because in the audience, you're like, wow, the only way is up from here. I can't wait to see.
I knew that was going to be a backhanded compliment. I just knew it was coming. I've been able to read Rob's face for long enough that I saw it coming a mile away. So
middle ground, and there comes Rob. I love it.
So I just have least favorite left.
Yeah.
Boy, it is a close race between Run, Run, Run and Good Goes the Bye.
They're both correct answers.
Yeah. I love Run, Run, Run.
Okay, I wanted to love Run, Run, Run so badly. But when I heard that she was doing a song with John Legend, I'm like, how could they miss? How could this song miss?
And then they showed
and it's no fault of theirs. It just didn't hit for me. So, but I think I'm going to have to go with Good Goes the Bye just because when I hear the lyrics, I just roll my eyes every time. I'm just
drip
like,
goes the sink.
Yeah.
Why? What? Like, you didn't have a filler track?
And that's a Shane McAnally song, and I hate hating on one of his songs, but this just wasn't it, man.
It wasn't, but you know what? We love Shucked.
We love Shucked.
Oh, we do. Oh, yeah. We love for it. Shucked all day.
The three of us saw together. That was right. on that note, Meaning of Life is the next album. Okay.
Hey, we're in the Atlantic era.
We're in the Atlantic era.
Welcome to the Atlantic Ocean.
The ocean. Okay. My favorite song is actually the title track, Meaning of Life. It is my favorite. I don't know why, but I just think the production is so good. I love how loud it is. And it's a lot of layers. Radio, gotta go with Medicine. It was criminal that it wasn't, but you've heard me talk about that ad nauseum. My least favorite is a very hot take. I'm so sorry. My least favorite is Would You Call That Love?
Ooh.
That's in my bottom three, for sure.
Thank you, Jesse.
For sure.
I have to say something. I'll go next.
Okay.
Okay.
My favorite song is I Don't Think About You, which everyone go to my Instagram and check out the cover of that song.
made me sleepy.
Get out of the frame. My least favorite, don't get out of the frame, please never leave. My least favorite is Move You, and that will be, so I acknowledge Dance With Me's position, and then remembered I Dare You. I'd say Move You is bottom three in her discography ever. Just, again, it's like, it's beautiful vocals, excellent production, everything sounds great. It would go well in a movie. I just, like, there's nothing about that song that's like, only Kelly could have done this. And I like to feel like it is, if you're going to give one of those coveted spots on the album that we've waited years for, like, I need to feel it. My radio answer is Would You Call That Love? I really like that song.
Call that radio?
I would. I mean, Love So Soft is kind of like an obvious answer. It's a great radio song, but I like that Would You Call That Love is a little bit more chill and a little less loud. And I think it would have been like a slow burn, maybe, if it had been released. But yeah, that's my answer.
Well, I'm just going to jump in and say that Move You is also my least favorite on the album. And the song that is my favorite and that I also think is the most radio friendly is Medicine, because I think it's the best song on the album.
And hell yeah.
I will just say, generally, my hot take about Meaning of Life is I think that the Meaning of Life album is about 60% less good than we all acted like it was. I think
I'm going to agree with you on that.
I get it. Like, she was leaning more into R&B and soul. And I'm like, we wanted that. I wanted her to do that because that's what she wanted to do. But we all like lost our minds over it. Like, it was the best thing that had ever happened. And I think we were all just a little Kelly deprived at the time, because in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, it's like a middle of the road Kelly album. It is not her best. It's not her worst. And that
I agree fully.
Disagree.
Rob, you. Yeah, I was like, Rob, you look very shocked right now.
I'm shocked right now because I can still listen to the album from beginning to end as an album, and I still love it.
Same.
Can't relate.
So let's hear your picks.
All right, my favorite actually is Would You Call That Love, but for the purpose of this game, since that's my radio answer, I'm going to say my favorite is Cruel.
I love Cruel.
It's also my favorite.
Oh
my God, these takes. Cruel is a great song. It's a beautiful ballad. I love the lyrics. My least favorite is Go High.
Okay, that's fair. Although I do love the whole, that like breath that she does in the
bridge. Yeah, but you know what? There was a fantasy of mine during the era that Go High would be like in like a women's sneaker commercial. And I really thought that like she would have gotten like a big like Reebok commercial deal, and it would have been a massive hit.
I'm gonna co-sign Go High slander. I really am. And
tattooed on my wrist in Morse code.
And we're gonna come, no one's perfect. And we're gonna come back to this later, but I am gonna co-sign that, Rob.
Thank you. And my radio friendly and my one of my favorites ever is Would You Call That Love?
Yes. Oh my God.
Pam has shown her disinterest in Rob's selections by sticking out her tongue.
Yep.
So adorable. Relatable.
Jeremy.
For me, my favorite and my radio song are the same, and I tried to avoid doing this, but I can't help it with this album, and it's one that nobody's even mentioned yet, Whole Lotta Woman.
I love that song.
Rob, is that your favorite?
I love that it is now coming back, and it's getting put on the set list, like, night after night. I think it's finally getting the recognition and the attention that it deserves. And knowing the fact that one of her kids loves the song, I mean, that just tells me that that song is going to have staying power, at least with her, for a really long time. So that makes me very happy. For least favorite, I'm going to have to go with Go High. It just didn't hit for me.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
The political junkie in me just loves that song, and I'm biased towards songs that she writes. I don't know, there's something that just feels a little bit more like in sync about them.
That's not fair.
Band.
And I feel horrible, you know, saying anything that she has written is among my least favorites, but I mean,
and again, I
think we said this at the beginning of the episode. I mean, yes, we're having fun with this and we're clowning on a lot of songs, but like at the end of the day, a Kelly Clarkson song is better than just about anybody else's song.
Yep.
So, you know, take that for what it is, and yes, that we have to, like, we have to put some songs in some of these categories, but we all have an affinity in some microscopic way for every one of her songs, if nothing else, just because she's the one that sang it.
I would be valid. Like, correct, screaming, like rallying the troops. If Dance With Me came on at the club, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Next is When Christmas Comes Around. All right, I can start here. For my favorite, I was really torn between two. I was torn between Blessed and Merry Christmas Baby. Just because I think it's going to be...
Shocked.
Really? Are you shocked?
Yes.
I don't know. Something about Merry Christmas Baby, it's very sultry and it's very F you, and I don't know. I love that style. So just because I feel like a lot of people are probably going to say Bless is their favorite, I'm going to say the other one. And I'm going to say Mary. I think so. Okay. I think Bless is a... I mean...
I live and breathe for Blessed, but okay.
It's a huge production. All right, whatever. I don't know. So I'll say my favorite is Merry Christmas Baby. Radio friendly, I think it's pretty obvious. It's Santa Can't You Hear Me. All I right. think that's a... Yes. My least favorite is I just don't love her cover of Last Christmas. It's just not my fave.
Yep.
Fair.
All right, once again, I'm aligned with Pam, and I'm going to say that the most radio-friendly is Santa Can't You Hear Me. I think that's correct. My least favorite is Santa Baby, but I don't love the song. But I think my favorite is Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know is what I would have expected everyone's fave to be.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
also not the best person to gauge anything Christmas off of, so don't listen to me.
I'm going to jump in because I agree. Merry Christmas to the One. Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know is not only my favorite on the album.
Gorgeous.
It is like, I have a ranking somewhere. It's like at least top six yep. in her entire discography. I love that song. I played it. The album dropped on my way to my best friend's wedding. And I listened to it on the car ride, and I didn't cry, but I like felt a lot of things. So that's my favorite. But I also really love Glow, the bridge and the vocals, like it's all background vocals at that point, but it's just, I hear people's like heart and soul coming out in the vocals, and it makes me like tingly. My least favorite is Santa Baby, just because nobody, like, I'm so tired of that song. And what was Radio Friendly. I think Santa Can't You Hear Me is great, and it's a great choice for radio. Under the Mistletoe is like,
yeah,
I think that's the radio song. Like, it's a jam and it did well. Like, it's the highest charting song from the album, I think. And I see why. I think it works really well and it's fun and yeah. But it was also released like a year before the album, so I don't know if it was originally intended for the project.
Brett Eldridge could have all he ever wanted.
All he ever wanted.
Oh my God.
I'm not co-signing that, but I appreciate the pun.
I climb that like a tree.
All right, Rob, what do you think?
All right. Pause. Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know is one of her best written songs ever. And that was one of my hot takes that I submitted to you all when you did the hot take episode. Spoiler, that was me. It is an incredible song that is in like one of my top maybe 3, 4, 5 of her discography. Favorite, favorite, favorite. My least favorite is Santa Baby for the same reason I can't get into 4 Carats is because the sort of materialistic side of her doesn't seem genuine to like who we know as a person. She's not someone who like seems to be an ostentatious buy me everything, give for Christmas or get. It doesn't seem right.
With she did like, write 4 Carats.
I know, and that's what, I don't know, it doesn't feel genuine. So Santa Baby, for that reason, and also a lot of the covers on that album don't really hit sonically for me. Radio Friendly, I love Glow. I think it would be great on the radio.
All right, Jeremy.
I almost feel bad not picking Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know as my favorite off the album.
I didn't think it was mine.
I like it. I mean, I love the song. For me, as a very big fan of Christmas and of Christmas music, I like the joy of Christmas music. I love Christmas music that makes me happy, that makes me bounce, that makes me smile, that makes me remember the joy of the season. And that's why Christmas Eve is my favorite song off of this album.
Wrong.
I mean, it is very much the Underneath the Tree, like 2.0. I mean, they went with the whole, I mean, they went for the wall of sound again. And it's just, when you real, I mean, you put that song on a really good pair of headphones and you really just close your eyes and just listen to everything going on in that song, you realize how incredible it really is. So for me, that is my favorite song on this album. For radio, wow. For radio, that one's a little bit harder for me. I'm probably going to have to go with Glow, even though that song, I will admit, that song took me a while to come around. There was just something I felt like I was missing. I don't know what it is, but I think I've heard it enough now that I really like it. And so that one, I think, could be like, they could still get mileage out of this album this coming Christmas.
Yeah,
with that song. And don't get me wrong, like, I want to give like my sort of honorable mentions for the album, because again, Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know is a beautiful song. I love Blessed. I loved Blessed from like the minute I heard it. I just thought, oh my God, this is an incredible song. And then to just forget about it. It's just so good. It's really hard for me to not pick one of the standards as my least favorite because all of the other songs are so good. So with that said, I am probably going to go with Santa Baby as my least favorite. And it's, I appreciate the sentiments that Rob made. I just think out of all of them, I didn't picture her singing this song.
No.
Even though I know like, you know, when you sing a song, it's not necessarily indicative of who you are as a person and of you're kind of becoming a character in this song, but it doesn't hit the ear right for me to hear her singing about what she's singing about in that song.
Last but not least, we have the most recent Kelly album, which is Chemistry.
Yes!
Yes! Favorite song was very difficult to choose, and it was between so many songs. I kind of went with the one that I will never get sick of listening to, / was my top song of the year. My favorite's Mine. Those vocals, the gang vocals, so special, so good. I would adore it. Radio friendly, missed opportunity. Favorite kind of high. Don't know what they were thinking, but whatever. My least favorite, you're probably all expecting me to say Rock Hudson, but no, there's one I dislike even more than Rock Hudson. You Don't Make Me Cry. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
You what?
I said I have to go. I love that song.
Really?
I'm like, our group chat like hates that song. I really like it. I think it's cute.
It's cute, but I will never go out of my way to listen to it.
I don't know why they made it the focus track of the deluxe, but I love it. I'm going to tack on. I'm going to go next. My favorite song, first of all, I want to say, if Kelly's listening, Atlantic Records is listening, this is my favorite Kelly Clarkson album. It is a no-skip album for me. Every song is incredible. It is sonically cohesive. It is a masterpiece. My favorite song is Lighthouse, just because I have my own reasons for my, I don't want to get into it, but I love that song. I love, love, love that song. I wish it was maybe like a step lower. It's a little bit high. Like
for
a little,
her or for you?
For her. Like, it's a little too much power on such a gentle song. It's not high for me. Okay. We know this.
Excuse me, man.
My least favorite song, and I'm really sorry, Rob, is My Mistake. But again, that's not to say that I dislike it. It just sounds like an Ariana Grande song. And when you have all but two of the songs on the album written or co-written by Kelly, it just sticks out a little bit as like feeling a hair less like organic, to use that word. And then radio friendly, I feel like the obvious answer is Favorite Kind of High, and I don't disagree with that, but I also feel like Roses would have been like a really good single choice.
Agreed.
2024. Like, again, if it was an artist who was 22 years old, that song would have smashed.
I don't see the vision.
I don't know. It's okay if you don't. I just, there's something about it. It builds really nicely. I like the it's They'll Die in a Day. The Too Late for Diamonds, They'll Come with Chains. Like, there's some clever wording in there. It describes the fall apart, like the disintegration of a relationship, really well. I love it. And I think it would be, I hate the word relatable, but I think people would identify with it if it were exposed to a larger audience.
I agree.
I'm also going to tack on Favorite Kind of High radio single. Yes. It actually, like, I remember when it came out and I loved it, but then I love watching YouTube reaction videos, and I saw someone's reaction and this guy like shit on the chorus. He was like, that's the whole chorus. I thought that was a pre-chorus. And ever since then, I can't get that out of my head. I'm like, yeah, maybe it could do a little more, like lyrically, like we need like 20% more to the song. That said, I still think it's the most radio friendly. Faye's song was really hard for me because on the like original album, I love Rock Hudson and I love Magic. Like, Magic is so special. I love that song. And then I Won't Give Up came out, and something about the timing when that came up, the song just like pierced my heart. So I think I'm going to go with I Won't Give Up, but like Magic is my like runner up. My least favorite song, I feel like, is a very hot take. I hate High Road.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
We're going back to Kelly as like adult contemporary artist. It's like High Road, go high. It's like, we get it. Like, slap me in the face with the messaging. I'm going high. I'm taking the high road. I walk the high road. There are other high road references. High road living is what I do best. It's like, okay, we get it. You have a ranch. It's called High Road. You're a good person. Sing about something else.
Damn.
I love High Road.
I love High Road.
Everyone loves High Road. Damn. But I'm like, it's generic. It's live, laugh, love in a song.
The production is masterful, though. Can we agree on that?
Sure, sure. Okay, I'm talking lyrics.
I love the lyrics, but to each his own.
To each their own.
Robert?
My favorite on the album is Roses. It was my top played last year. It's currently my top played on Apple Music still. I love Roses. It also is my radio-friendly song. It should have been a single. I know that everybody loves it on Twitter, so like, why is it not a hit? Why is it not on the radio? It's my favorite. I play it all the time. I play it every single day. Least favorite, I almost said skip this part just because it's not one that I can play every day, like in casual listening. You know, like, in the same way that I can't just listen to Irvine, I can't just put on Skip This Part and like have it on in the background. It's too sad. But my least favorite is You Don't Make Me Cry. Absolutely.
What?
You don't make me cry. It starts weird. It continues weird. It's just not a song for me.
Sorry, River.
I agree.
We love you.
I'm not sorry, River.
I'm
not
sorry,
everyone
River.
Should be a vocalist.
Oh my God, no. I love River.
We
She's
love
so
River
cute.
Rose. We love. We
I love.
Love
that song. I'm going to continue to hype it up.
All right. For me, you know, yeah. My favorite song on the album is probably Favorite Kind of High. I knew that from the first minute we heard it at Belasco. I knew that was going to be a favorite of mine on the entire album. When it comes to radio song, you guys all make really good points about your various songs. Ooh. Because, I mean, God, this is hard.
Give us a hot take.
Because I can make a case for a lot of these songs. I'm probably gonna say Lighthouse.
Oh,
just because I mean it just feels right to say that about that song. Before I get my least favorite song, I do want to make mention of mine because Pam said it at the beginning. That was a song that I really, really liked when it first came out because, of course, we were starved for new music. This was our new song that we were getting. And it could do no wrong, like at the very beginning. And then after a while, and especially after we heard a lot of the other songs, that it was like, oh, mine is just sort of, mine kind of doesn't really fit. And it sounds a little weird. And all these other songs are great because they're the new girl and they're prettier. But now mine is like having a resurgence for me.
Agreed.
And it's now I'm back to being like, wow, this is actually one of the strongest songs on the entire album. And even in her catalog. Mm-hmm. So I really do love that song. But I'm going to have to say for my least favorite song, and Sometimes I hate picking on the deluxe songs because, you know, they already have, you know, they're already redheaded stepchildren because they're deluxe songs. I'm going with Goodbye.
I knew it. Oh, wow. I felt it coming.
Oh, I love Goodbye.
It's a pretty song. Again, this is like, you know, picking your least favorite child, because there are a lot of really, really good songs on this album.
Good.
But for me, just, you know, Goodbye is, if I were to skip a song, it would be that one. And I'm fully on with a lot of the comments you guys made about, you know, Roses and I Won't Give Up. I mean, I agree on so many things.
As a radio professional, let me ask your opinion. Do you think Rock Hudson had radio potential?
It did. I don't think it was going to be a massive hit.
Pam.
You know, it could have just been a song that was there. I mean, even Favorite Kind of High for me has some issues. I've always been a little underwhelmed with the production of the chorus. And I thought of this when you were talking about how the reactor kind of shit on the song. I feel like the chorus needed to go harder in the arrangement, not necessarily vocally. It felt like there was something missing, like they removed an instrument or something, like there was supposed to be like more drums or something. There was something missing there in that chorus, and I apologize if that ruins it for anybody else, but either way, that's how I felt, you know, the whole time about that song. Nonetheless, the rest of it makes up for it.
I'm surprised no one said Down to You.
I mean, that's my top radio, three, so.
But it's like my
It's on my top. It's in the top.
Yeah,
it's up there.
Love it. All right, team. Thanks for joining us. Guys, anyone who's listening, let us know your faves, your least faves, your radio-friendly picks. We would love to know. Kyle, Jesse, Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us. I love Kelly.
We would love it if you could support the podcast by becoming a member of our Patreon. There's four different levels of support, each one of them coming with just a little bit more extras, goodies, additional love that you receive from the podcast. So join up for that at the level that you feel most comfortable. Also, we would love it if you would check out our brand new merch store. There you can see lots of really fun shirts, both Kelly related and podcast related as well. You can find the links to both of those at missintopodcast.com.
Yes, and you know, I know we would love to give a shout out to some of our Patreon subscribers.
Yes, want to give a big shout out and thank you to Evelyn Scheel, also Leah Tapp and Allison Mitchell. Thanks so much for your guys' support of Missing a Podcast.
And keep listening. We're going to give some more shout outs out in upcoming weeks to people who are subscribed. So thank you guys so much. As we said earlier, let us know your thoughts on, you know, your favorite song, your least favorite song, and the most radio-friendly from each album. You can find us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Miss Into Podcast. You can find us on the Spotify app, and you can leave us a rating, and you can comment on individual episodes there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a rating and review. We would really appreciate it. We will be back next week with a brand new episode, and until then, have a great week. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.